Going In Raw is now a CastBox original. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all your favorite podcasts. You can still listen to Going In Raw wherever you get your podcasts, but we hope you'll give CastBox a shot. We think it's the best.
Hey guys, this is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw.
What's up, it's your girl, Sasha Banks, the legit boss, and you're watching Going In Raw. You like that?
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife,
Marie.
And you are going in SmackDown Live.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode, and you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw, your only pro wrestling podcast, the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to right here at youtube.com/Steven Larson and available wherever fine podcasts are. We have a fantastic partnership with the CastBox app.
We do.
It's completely free on iOS and Android devices. All you got to do is download it, subscribe to Going In Raw, which, believe it or not, actually really helps the show. It helps build the exposure to the show. And then leave us a comment. We're on the road to 1,000 comments.
We are.
We're getting so close. We want to be there by Money in the Bank. Right now, as of the time we're shooting this, which is a Wednesday, we're so close. It's at 968.
Ooh.
We might be there.
We might be there by the time this episode goes up Thursday morning.
Yeah, I think it's probably going to be. Hopefully it will be.
Yeah.
In any event.
That'd be great.
We're there also, of course, as you see on the Patreon, patreon.com/Steven Larson. A fantastic way to support Going In Raw. You kick us some money. We kick you back either access to stuff or physical stuff.
Yeah.
Or what have you. And then, of course, Pro Wrestling Tees.
Yeah.
I get this from Pro Wrestling Tees. No, I get this from Hot Topic. But I think they have it on Pro Wrestling Tees.
They do.
Just not ours.
No.
Yeah. Anyways, so we are fast heading to Money in the Bank 2018.
That's Sunday. We're going to be doing a reaction live stream this Sunday starting around 4 o'clock, probably a few minutes before. Main card starts at 4.
Yeah.
And then to the conclusion of the show, come join us, please.
Yeah, should be a lot of fun. But, of course, with every pay-per-view, we do this.
Yes.
Predictions. We look into the future, try to see what Vince McMahon is feeling the morning of the show when all the decisions are made.
Morning of the show, yes.
Exactly. Do you think, let me ask you something.
What?
Right now it's Wednesday at 3:18 Pacific time. Do you think whoever they have penciled in right now to win Money in the Bank is going to win it on Sunday? Or are we going to predict these and it's going to change between now and then?
I honestly don't know.
Yeah, you never know.
This was tough. The Money in the Bank matches were tough to pick.
Yeah, no kidding.
And I kind of feel a lot. Here's the tough part.
Okay.
We don't know how the matches are going to be booked on the card, you know, the order of matches.
Yeah.
And a lot of that will dictate what I pick, because I just feel like based on the nature of the match, the last man standing match is just ready for a cash-in opportunity.
Yeah, super duper, yeah.
So assuming the men's Money in the Bank ladder match happens before that, I feel like there's going to be at least a tease. I'm actually predicting a successful cash-in.
Okay. I assume that the championship matches are going to go down after the Money in the Bank.
Yes.
I think that's a safe assumption to make. There's two Money in the Bank briefcases. There has to be a cash-in.
Well, it doesn't have to be, but it makes sense, especially with the last man standing match.
Yeah.
It makes sense for there to be a cash-in.
I would think. So last year there wasn't.
No. Usually there isn't.
Yeah. The year before that, Dean Ambrose cashed in.
On Seth Rollins,
and that happened. So you could say we're maybe due for one. At the same time, they do like to treat the briefcase as sort of a title of sorts.
Yeah.
Something for somebody to hold on to. And that played heavy into my prediction for the men's Money in the Bank winner. However, the show kicks off with the Club versus Bludgeon Brothers.
Yeah, Club's not winning this.
All my largest number of confidence points.
Oh, all in this match, huh?
All went on this match. There is no chance whatsoever that, I mean, there's a couple gimmies. There's a couple easy ones here. This is, to me, the easiest one. Bludgeon Brothers go over.
Oh, yeah, they're totally going to win.
Question here.
Yeah, they're totally
going to win. 9 confidence points.
Yeah, because Roman Reigns is also on the card.
Yeah, no, that's true. So, I mean, that, you know, it doesn't matter which one, you know, that this is the same thing. Roman Reigns, next match. Hopefully this is opening the match, the card.
Yeah, Roman Reigns versus Jinder Mahal. Roman Reigns goes over. Totally.
I have 9. You have 10.
I have 10.
So, yeah.
It's rain. He's going to go over. Lol, Roman wins.
Exactly. And it's going to be just as boring as everybody thinks it's going to be. Superman Punch Spear.
Largely devoid of any sort of drama.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. It's not going to be great.
Is there any chance that Sumire returns causing Roman Reigns to lose? No, I think he's going to return. Roman Reigns is going to be able to handle all three of those guys.
He's going to spear them all at the same time.
Yeah. And pin them all.
He's going to do a Superman punch to everybody at the same time, spear to everybody at the same time. And
I'm
then
just
pick
yeah,
up the win.
Yeah. Moving on, Bobby Lashley versus Sami Zayn. I am praying to the wrestling gods that this is going to be their blow off match.
Yeah, this could actually be a pretty decent match.
Oh, I think this could be a good match. And there's probably going to be some shenanigans. I have Bobby Lashley going over.
Same, 7 confidence points, same as you.
I mean, if they want to extend this out to SummerSlam, which I hope they don't, just because it'll mean, look, I love both these guys, but the writing's been terrible.
Oh, it's been awful.
They could pull some shenanigans, but I just feel they're not going to have Bobby Lashley lose his first pay-per-view match.
Mm-mm.
So
no,
that's
no.
Not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
Bobby Lashley goes over. We have the same number of confidence points.
Yeah.
7.
So far, we're 7. Largely in total agreement.
A quick rundown on confidence points.
Oh, yeah.
You take the number of matches and assign the top number of confidence points to the match you are most confident in your decision.
Yes.
So I, for example, was most confident
in Bludgeon Brothers retaining the SmackDown tag titles. Thus, you give that match, that outcome, 10 confidence points.
Exactly.
I'm most confident in Roman Reigns winning. Therefore, I assign his victory 10 confidence points.
Yeah. So if you want to do some, you know, predictions with friends or whatever, you all add up the number of confidence points you won.
Yeah, because far too often it was just coming down to one match, and that wasn't fun anymore.
Yeah, but our confidence points, I don't mean you haven't filled in the rest of them, but so far they've been pretty much on the same.
Yeah, no, I'll deviate.
So, I mean, to be honest with you, the last couple of pay-per-views, I think most of the pay-per-views usually come down to like one match. This might be different, though, because
yeah,
there's a lot of different things.
They'll come
going
down to one match, but not for the outcome. It's like confidence points come into play.
Yeah.
So it's a little more strategic
in
where you place your confidence points.
Next up, Daniel Bryan versus Cass. I've got 8 confidence points on Daniel Bryan. I do not believe for a second they're going to have Cass go over here.
I don't either. However, I only assigned it 6 confidence points in favor of Daniel Bryan because I think there is a chance, because they're still kind of doing the thing where Daniel Bryan's still working himself into ring shape a bit, kayfabe storyline-wise. They could pull something where Cass gets a win, just they can prolong it. I don't think it's going to happen. But
I really hope it doesn't.
There's a slim possibility it could happen.
They could do that, but dude, it's Daniel Bryan. Cherish every moment.
Yes.
I would hope that's their philosophy.
I agree.
But who knows? Next up, we've got Women's Money in the Bank.
This is where things start to get really interesting.
This was tough, man. This was tough.
Because you got to think about all the various storyline possibilities of all the participants in the match and how it could influence booking over the next year in terms of the Raw or SmackDown Women's Championship. Steve, explain your pick.
I'm going with Alexa Bliss. Mainly because, well, for a couple reasons. Number one, I feel like they got to split the briefcases amongst brands. And I kind of started with the Men's Money in the Bank. It was really tough for me to decide between Braun Strowman, who I feel Vince McMahon is probably trying to figure out ways to put that briefcase on Braun Strowman.
Yeah.
I feel like with Braun Strowman, Vince McMahon is giving him everything short of a Roman push. Braun is one of those guys he would not do the opportunistic cash in. He would simply get the briefcase and declare he's going after Brock Lesnar. But in the end, I went with The Miz. The Miz, because he doesn't have the Intercontinental Championship there on SmackDown.
Wait,
with
why are you talking about the Men's Money in the Bank match now?
Because it all comes back around.
Oh, all right.
Let me talk. The Miz kind of needs something, and I think that's going to be the briefcase. That's where I landed on The Miz. Then you got to go to Raw for the Women's Money in the Bank match. Alexa Bliss is also the type of wrestler who does best when she has a title around her waist. I feel like she's the type of heel. Number one, she's like the only heel in the match, and I feel like Money in the Bank kind of needs to go to a heel. Unless it's Braun Strowman getting it. So I went with Alexa Bliss. I think that she still should kind of be Raw's like one of Raw's top women heels. Nia Jax is occupying this weird space as champion where she's like supposed to be a face, but she's not really a face because she's facing off against like who they want to be their top face. And so I think Alexa Bliss with Money in the Bank, she'll be a traditional, you know, the thing that Edge sort of pioneered, the opportunistic Money in the Bank cash in person. That's going to be Alexa Bliss. I think it fits her perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go with Alexa Bliss.
I'm going to go with Natalya. I'm not entirely certain that Ronda Rousey is going to win the women's title. Though, the only way I can see her not winning, well, there's two ways. One, there's a cash-in, which I don't think is going to happen at the show. Two, Stephanie McMahon gets herself involved.
Uh-huh.
And either costs Ronda the match by by DQ or you know, causing Ronda to lose the match. You know, they made a point of saying that Ronda doesn't like to lose, and they could use that for storyline. Anyways. If Ronda does win the title, they've really established Natalya and Ronda are close. They train together. They're friends. Just this last Monday night, Natalya said, "I'm going to get that briefcase and I'm going to beat my friend Ronda Rousey, become the next Raw Women's Champion." In terms of the storyline possibilities coming out of this show, if Ronda wins, they have Natalya win that briefcase. They can play up that storyline of friends, training partners, things get tense now that Natalya has that briefcase, constantly telling Ronda, "I'm going to cash in on you. I'm going to be champ." This seems, in terms of storyline options, that might be the way they'll go.
Yeah, there's any number of ways they can go.
And I had to sign at 3 confidence points because I was actually less confident in else.
I only had 1 confidence point for Alexa Bliss.
I can either do really well. I can do really well this show, or it's going to blow up in my face spectacularly. Just waiting. I'll fill it in later.
All right. Next up, we have Seth Rollins versus Elias for the Intercontinental Championship. I gave Seth Rollins 6 points to go over here. I mean, I guess they could give Elias. Rollins stood tall at the end of Raw. I guess they could launch him up to the Universal title scene if Elias cheats to win the Intercontinental Championship, this and whatever the rematch would be. But I don't know. I feel like Rollins is in that sort of air where if anybody was fit to carry on the tradition that they currently have going on with the Intercontinental Championship, it's him. And I don't see Elias being there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be very surprised if they put it on Elias. At the same time, they seem to be really, really high on Elias. I don't know if they're that high on him that they're going to put the Intercontinental Championship on.
I don't think
they
are.
They make a big deal
about
that title.
I think there's only a handful of guys on Raw right now that can assume the responsibilities of being Intercontinental Champion after we've seen
it's
the Miz
top title on Raw right
carry that belt.
Yeah.
And what Seth has done, there's only a handful of guys. I mean, like there's Finn. I think Finn's got to be next in line for that.
Yeah.
That title that seems to be
like maybe Kevin Owens.
Finn and Kevin Owens and maybe Sami Zayn if they actually build him up into.
Because Braun's like above that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So no, I feel like Seth is definitely going over confidence points of 8.
Okay, yeah.
He's retaining that title. He's going to hold that title for a while. I wouldn't be surprised if he holds that belt even if he were to step up to challenge Brock for the Universal Championship. Wouldn't be shocked if he carried the Intercontinental title into that match. He is, he did carry the WWE title and the U.S. Championship at the same time.
Are you going to put 7 confidence points on the Men's Money in the Bank match?
No, I have 7 confidence points on Bobby Lashley beating Sami Zayn.
Oh, okay. Okay. Next up, we've got Carmella versus Asuka for the Women's Champion, the WWE SmackDown Women's Championship. I have Asuka going over with only 3 confidence points, but I don't have her winning the title.
Mm-hmm.
I think Carmella's going to pull a cheat victory. She's going to win. They seem to... You can get away with that. And so, like, I think they've done a fairly good job of booking Asuka with losses. They made that sort of a big deal. Like, oh my God, it's Asuka and she's lost a couple. And they made such a big deal about it. Carmella, I think, I really enjoy the work Carmella's doing right now. And I feel like she's got a strong heel title run in her. So I'm going with Asuka. I'm not super confident in it. Because I have no idea what's going to go on. There's got to be some sort of...
Yeah, I know.
There's got to be some sort of shenanigans there, whether it's the prop bet that you just set up there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I've got Asuka, but via DQ, so I don't think she comes out of it with the title. I think it's going to be Asuka via DQ.
I have Asuka winning, too.
She could have the title.
Yeah, I don't know either. She did stand tall to end SmackDown this week. Carmella tapped out.
I mean, I'll put it this way. I'm going to say Asuka, be it DQ or having the title.
Yeah.
But I get the feeling it's going to be DQ and she's not going to come out of it with a title.
I know. I feel like they're going to prolong this a bit too. Asuka's definitely going to win in some capacity, I feel like.
Carmella's not going to beat her clean.
No.
There's not, this is not going to be like a weird Charlotte situation either where Charlotte busts her knee
and Carmella picks up the win.
Yeah. It's not going to be that again.
No.
Asuka's going to look very strong.
Even if she is not the winner.
I always think it's going to be better than it is, than it ends up being. And so it's not, I don't think it's going to be any great thing. It could be like Carmella doing those lame countout things. It could be,
Out
in that case, Asuka doesn't win. But I think it's going to fizzle out.
Well, if Carmella gets counted out, then Asuka wins.
Then Asuka wins. I know. That's what I'm talking about. Like, so it's going to be something like that. I mean, in which case, I'll not get this one. But this is going to fizzle out. It's not going to have a clean finish.
Yeah.
It's going to be weird.
They could do the thing where, Carmella's been saying, I'm ready for Asuka. And then, 7 minutes into the match, he realizes, oh, no, I'm not ready for Asuka. And then he says, all right, done. Count it out.
I feel like it's going to be lame.
Yeah.
I hope not, but
this
I feel it's
like,
going to be lame.
This feels like just step one in a longer feud, so they're going to prolong it somehow.
Yeah, it does. It does.
But Asuka, I don't think Asuka's going to take the loss. She'll win somehow, whether it be by DQ or count out or something.
Yeah.
She'll win. Next, men's Money in the Bank. Now, this is where things can go really wrong for me really fast.
Okay.
I'm picking Samoa Joe.
Okay.
And here's why. And I mentioned it earlier.
You only have two confidence points.
I know. But just wait until what I do next. As I mentioned, with the last man standing stipulation for the WWE title match, it feels like there's a massive, massive, massive opportunity for someone to cash in there.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Whether it happens during the course of the match or after the match. If both Styles and Nakamura are prone, getting counted, someone just run with that briefcase, pin them, done.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm operating under the assumption that that's going to happen.
Okay.
And if that's the case, who is most likely to win the match to take up that opportunity? Samoa Joe, several weeks back, upon his debut in SmackDown, said, I'm coming for that WWE title. Mm-hmm. Regardless if Nakamura has it or Styles has it, I'm getting that belt.
Yeah.
He's already put himself, on the periphery of that storyline. What better way for him to capitalize upon that opportunity and follow through on his claim than to win Money in the Bank? And towards the end of the Last Man Standing match, when both men are prone after beating the hell out of each other, he goes in, cashes in, pins either of them, wins the title.
Yeah.
So I'm saying Samoa Joe, confidence point of two, wins Money in the Bank. I know he held the briefcase like 3 weeks ago. Whatever. It wasn't the go-home.
Yeah.
Joe's winning. He's going to cash in successfully.
Yeah.
He's going to be the new WWE champion. So I have Joe, confidence point of two, winning Men's Money in the Bank. Joe, confidence point one, successfully cashing in and winning the WWE title.
All right. Well, listen to this. I actually was convinced by your argument that the New Day stood tall and The Miz, granted, he touched the briefcase. He opened the briefcase, but in perhaps the ultimate swerve, he found nothing but luscious, wonderful
pancakes.
Flapjacks.
That sounds good.
Inside the briefcase, very upset, didn't get his hands on the contract. It was, we left Miz with a con moment, screaming the New Day out in anger. I think The Miz wins, cashes in, stands tall at the end of Money in the Bank with the WWE Championship. You have any number of options at that point. I've said this before. The Miz is the kind of guy who he can feud with a heel or a face. You can get Daniel Bryan in there, although I kind of get the feeling that they're not going to do that until Daniel Bryan re-signs.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, you can have Miz versus AJ Styles. Meanwhile, you can have Shinsuke versus Daniel Bryan, and Joe can do whatever Joe wants to do. I don't know. I like your scenario. I might actually prefer your scenario, to be honest with you. But I'm fine with The Miz having the briefcase.
Carrying that briefcase around for a little while.
And then cashing it in. I mean, I said, either he carries it or he cashes in that night. Yeah, because I think your point about the 2 out of 3 falls match at Money in the Bank is absolutely correct. I think there's going to be cash in
Last
night.
Man Standing, yeah.
I'm sorry, the Last Man Standing. So, yeah, they're going to be... Of course, yeah. There's going to be a cash-in. I just think it's going to be... I get the feeling it's going to be Miz because of what happened. They seem to be really, really high in the Miz. And on top of that, carrying the WWE Championship leading into Miz and Mrs., his big series. I could see that too.
Yeah, that's a good point. Know.
So, but I only have two confidence points on it.
Yeah.
I maybe should have done more. You know what? I'll do this. I'm going to do this now. I'm going to give Miz five confidence points.
Wow.
And I'm going to switcheroo it.
Wow.
With Ronda Rousey here. And then, oh, you have Joe with the cash in right here. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But wouldn't there be, hold on a second.
No, he will enter the match before it ends, before Styles and
Nakamura. So he'll
make
it a triple threat before, like, the Rollins thing.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Ooh, that's a good one. I like that. All right. I mean, by that equation, I'll just make Miz. But man.
Miz, four confidence points. Wow.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, sure. Why not?
All right.
Yeah.
It's pretty confident.
Well, you know, hey, man, if it's going to blow up in your face, I want it to blow up my
face
if I lose, too.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Styles versus Nakamura, yeah, Miz with four confidence points. You have Joe with one confidence point. But I don't know. Okay, so let's talk about that really quick. Styles versus Nakamura. All this time they're doing this, and neither guy is going to walk away with the title?
I know. It's going to be a little weird. But I think at SummerSlam, then you could do Styles, Nakamura, Samoa Joe, triple threat match.
Yeah.
For the WWE title.
Yeah, that's true.
That'd be pretty solid.
You could do that. I mean, the thing about Styles and Nakamura, it's at the point where it's like hardly even about the WWE championship. It's like really not.
Here, maybe what they'll do is so in my scenario, let's say Joe cashes in, wins. So what the next pay-per-view is what, Extreme Rules, I think?
Yeah, sounds right.
They have Styles and Nakamura in some other gimmick match. And maybe it's another wonky finish where they both win, double pin or something.
Mm-hmm.
And for number one contendership, to face Joe at SummerSlam. That's how they can do it storyline-wise.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think that'd be a pretty solid WWE title match at SummerSlam, triple threat.
SmackDown is so stacked.
Oh, yeah.
It's so stacked. Oh, yeah. Especially if the New Day keep hovering in the singles scene.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. The number of combinations you can have there are just outstanding.
I was super close to picking New Day to win Money in the Bank because they could do a thing. They could cash in during the Last Man Standing and have two members of New Day cover Styles and Nakamura, ensuring that no one's going to break up the other pinfall, get the win that way.
Yeah.
I was this close to doing that because I think that'd be great.
No, that'd be fantastic. I mean, the great thing about this is it's like super unpredictable. And I wanted to go with Braun just because it wouldn't surprise me if Vince did that.
But another reason I kind of went with someone from SmackDown is on Raw, all the men's competitors in the Money in the Bank match, it feels like they have storylines they're starting to put in place for post-Money in the Bank between all of them.
Yeah, I can see Kevin Owens costing Braun Strowman.
Leading to a feud between the two of them.
Yeah.
Finn and Bobby Roode having a Finn afterwards, where I don't necessarily... They've laid some groundwork on SmackDown for Miz and New Day and Joe and Rusev.
It's so open.
But they're so involved with each other in terms of storyline that it could go anywhere.
Yeah, I know.
Whereas on Raw, it seems a bit more defined.
Mm-hmm.
So it feels like in the men's match, at least, someone from SmackDown is going to win.
Yeah. Moving on, Ronda Rousey versus Nia Jax. I've got Ronda Rousey with 2 points. Because she's such a high-profile signing, I feel like you can't really pay attention to the math of her standing strong at the end of Raw and standing strong at the end of Money in the Bank. So I got Rousey just coming over with the WWE Raw Women's Championship.
Yep.
Just that simple.
Yep. I thought about picking Rousey to win the Natalya to cash in, which could still happen. There's not going to be two cash-ins the same night.
Yeah.
It feels like the last man standing stipulation just screams cash-in.
Yeah, sure.
Whereas this match, maybe not so much.
And they need, here's the thing. If Natalya is such a good friend of Ronda Rousey, she's not going to cash in on her without some sort of storyline build to it.
Yes.
They're not just, I mean, granted, I know she was just a heel several months ago, but I feel like they've established the friendship thing so much that needs some sort of story logic to
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
You know? Next up, we got prop bets.
Yeah. If you can think of more, let me know. First, will there be a successful cash-in, Steve? Yeah, we both say yes.
What will main event?
Oh, yeah.
We both said yes on that one, on a successful cash-in.
Yes.
Will Ellsworth be there?
No.
So according to rumor, he was scheduled to be there. Fuck it, I'll say yes, I don't care. I'm not going to live or die on this, I guess. I think we're going to live or die. No. We're going to live or die on
by who wins
the
Money in the Bank. Yeah.
Okay. All comes down to one match.
I know. No, I don't think Ellsworth is going to be there. It was one report from PW Insider that there was talks. There's creative discussions about if he, you know, mm-hmm. how to use him if he were there. But then even prior to that report, he tweeted that he was going to be in China.
Mm-hmm.
The promotion in China tweeted that he was going to be there. Yeah, I mean,
did you verify it was a real promotion?
No, but another wrestling news outlet did. Or, I mean, they reported on it. That's why I read about it.
Ooh, so I assume scoops.
I'm assuming that they did their due diligence.
Yeah.
So I didn't have to.
Never assume. What is going to main event, Larson?
Oh, I think it's going to be Ronda Rousey and Nia Jax.
I think because of the cash-in, I think it's going to be AJ Nakamura.
It could be.
Cash-in's exciting.
It is.
Yeah, and like you're going to leave on a cat. Like you do a cash-in and then Rousey wins straight up. And you know, I don't know. The cash-in's the exciting thing. That's going to let people go, oh, wow, I get to go home happy because I saw a cash-in.
Mm.
That's my
favorite. But then, you know, the coverage that Ronda Rousey winning the Raw Women's title in the main event of the show is pretty significant, too.
Yeah, but it only has to be in the main event.
It doesn't have to
The
be.
Coverage is going to be the exact same regardless.
Oh, well, I don't know. Well, they'll be able to add the phrase in the main event of Money in the Bank to the coverage, and that's pretty huge. And she mentioned in her face to face with Nia Jax about main eventing UFC shows.
Oh, okay, so. All right, maybe. In any event, those are our predictions. Yeah. Let us know, of course, what you guys think in the comments below. Be sure to download the Castbox app, or of course, the Apple iOS podcast app. Wherever you get your podcast, be sure to subscribe to Going In Raw. Leave us a comment, a rating, or a review. Tell your friends, and be sure to subscribe to us on the YouTube. Hit that notify bell. Thanks for watching, and until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.